You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for our weekly chat with Te Pāti Māori's Takutai Kim.
For their weekly catch-up, Hannah Thompson spoke to Te Pāti Māori's Takutai Kim about the same IRD report, as well as the underfunding of Kura. She started their interview by asking whether Aotearoa's wealthiest paying half in taxes than the average person does points to a need for tax reform.
So what we say in Te Pāti Māori is that we need to shift the tax burden through new taxes on wealth, including capital gains, ghost house tax, financial services tax, as well as land and pollution taxes. So we believe in we need a tax. We need to change the current tax system because it is, you know, those of us at the lower working class end paying more tax. I went to that pre-budget launch for the Prime Minister on Friday, which was run by EMA. And the Prime Minister called the pre-budget a no-frills budget. So there was literally nothing in it. But what he did say, there was going to be no new taxes and no increases on taxes, which means that the wealthy will continue, you know, to be paying less tax than the rest of us. It's suffice to say that the tax system really needs to be overturned and to re-looked at.
The government under Jacinda Ardern ruled out any sort of capital gains tax, but with the change in prime ministers, you would hope that tax reform, or actually just introducing a capital gains tax, could be put on the table.
Well, in his pre-budget hui on Friday, he said there was going to be no new taxes introduced. So there's no new taxes. So it will continue to be the same, with the wealthy paying less tax than the rest of us. We don't think it's good enough. It's Pāti Māori, because we do need to tax the wealthy. It's unfair and unjust that the poor working class people are subsidising the lifestyles of the rich.
So in government or just in parliament, Te Pāti Māori would be pushing for tax reform?
Yeah, well, we say that Te Pāti Māori is the only political party whose tax cuts aren't for the rich. So we're looking at tax reform, taxing the wealthy to be able to subsidise some of those social programs that we need to be running. I mean, this even takes into account, you know, Rāwhiti's bill, taking away GST off kai. It's a huge priority for us.
You mentioned that tax reform could lead to more money with which you could fund social policies. And I guess just sort of points to this element of, like, it's not only like a fairness or a justice issue that those with the most are being taxed the least, but there's also this gap shrinks the tax pool that's available to government when designing policy, right?
Definitely. But there's got to be some change. And again, based on the Prime Minister's pre-budget launch, there is no new taxes and no increase in tax that he is talking about for this budget coming up in May.
What other social policies could be funded if there was more money available for them?
Look, if there was more money available, you could devolve some of this funding back out into communities that can deliver different programs of need in their communities. Like out here, so like if we think about the cost of living, Manurewa Marae was never meant to be a food bank. And Manurewa Marae has become the largest food bank in South Auckland, where they are delivering or producing anywhere between 500 and 700 food parcels just for people living in Manurewa a week. And these programs are not funded. But we all know that kai is such a big problem. The cost of living is a problem. It could pay for social programs that would help reduce the cost of living.
Or even just in this social welfare law paper that I'm doing at the moment, we talked about how charity, or like the need for charity, sort of indicates a policy failure in some ways.
Yes, there's massive policy failure. Again, the same people are impacted. You know, the most vulnerable, the most hard to reach, those living in, you know, that are low income earners. Even now, when I think about some of the people who we would never see come to the food bank at Manurua Marae, you're seeing. You know, families with two incomes are struggling. And there's, like I said, the Prime Minister has announced there is no new taxes, no increase in taxes for the wealthy. So it's going to be a huge effort for parties like Te Pāti Māori to push our tax reform kaupapa.
Just moving on to the Kura Kaupapa claim in the Waitangi Tribunal, the Tribunal recently announced that it will be hearing a claim from the body which oversees Kura Kaupapa Māori later this month. The claim alleges that these schools, which teach in Te Reo Māori and are embedded in Te Ao Māori, are underfunded compared to the mainstream education system to the extent that they're not actually enabled to flourish. This claim seems to overlap with a lot of the issues that Te Pāti Māori has identified in its education policy, right?
Yeah, and I can give you a real-life example of a kura kaupapa that is underfunded. And based here on the at the back of Manurua Marae, there is a whare kura here. It has classrooms that have been here since its inception, since it was established 20 plus years ago. They're still the same. There's been no, you know, maintenance on these buildings. There is no, you know, when I think about kura or going to school, you want to go to a place that an environment that is great for learning, that will excel your learning. And a lot of our kura are in prefabs that have come from other schools who have got new buildings. So we have a whare kura here that is has been in the same situation for 20 plus years. And for the last 20 years, plus years, this whare kura have been fighting for a new school. During the middle of COVID, they finally were given the opportunity to build a new school. So in 2024, that's the time frame, a new school will be built. But it's taken 20 plus years to get this over the line. And, you know, mainstream schools don't have to put up with the same, I guess, bureaucracy and policy around new builds, new classrooms, all those sorts of things. You know, we say at Te Pāti Māori that we need to have our own standalone education system, just like we have with the Māori Health Authority, that we have the same line of governance for Māori education.
It seems like these issues faced by kura, like lacking resources to fix school buildings for, you know, 20 years, or even teacher shortages in these schools, they sort of seem like issues that are faced in the general education system, but much more pronounced by the marginalisation of Mataranga Māori learning. Is that correct?
Correct. Yeah, everything's harder out here when you're Māori. You've got to fight harder. And if we went back to the principles of Te Riti, and we should not be in this situation. Like I said, we didn't cede our reo, and that's why we kura kaupapa was set up, for the revitalisation of our reo, of our language.
And under Te Tiriti, there's a principle of options, right? Which means that the Crown is meant to provide for and properly resource kaupapa Māori services. So adequately funding kura then becomes necessary for honouring Te Tiriti in this country, right?
Yes. For generations, you know, Māori or kura kaupapa have, and under the current government, have, you know, underfunded the education of our people. So it's timely now that they look at this and look at funding kura kaupapa, whare kura, the same way they fund, the same way and more that they fund mainstream education.
And why is it necessary for Māori alternatives to the mainstream education system to be available?
Well, I think that the mainstream education has failed our people. It doesn't suit the way that we learn, and that's why Kura Kaupapa also was set up, because it teaches, it's our own mātauranga, it has our own framework. We teach to the way that our rangatahi, our people know how to learn. You know, we learn differently. We learn through waiata, we learn through haka, we learn through stories, telling our own stories. And so this is our way of learning, this is our way of keeping our traditions alive, and mainstream education is not for everybody.
When the tribunal releases its findings from the inquiry, will Te Pāti Māori be pushing for government to implement the tribunal's recommendations?
Well, again, that would come down to what the recommendations are. If the recommendations are supported by our whānau, and that's what we want, then, you know, Te Pāti Māori would look at supporting those recommendations. But until those recommendations come out, it's hard to say what that will look like.
That was Te Pāti Māori's Takutai Kemp speaking about the IRD report on the wealthiest people in New Zealand and how much tax they are paying and the underfunding of kura.
That was our weekly chat with Te Pāti Māori's Takutai Kemp.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.